All right, howdy. Welcome to the first rendition of the Road Dog Podcast. It's called the Road Dog Podcast because I'm currently driving and Alea's holding a phone. So, our topic for this episode of the Road Dog Podcast is relationships. And it's funny because I'm dating this woman holding the phone. So, relationships. Hamlet. Hamlet has some pretty messed up relationships with his family and Ophelia. Ophelia's kind of crazy, not gonna lie. Especially after her dad died. Mm-hmm. She went a little cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs, if you ask me. Not gonna lie. Because of that, and her dying, because she's literally crazy, you know, Hamlet decides to say, wait, I loved her a lot, and it's too late. It was too late, because he's an idiot.
So like you can't wait too long. Romance movie.
Yeah, you can't wait too long to confess your love to the woman you love. Okay? 6 days in, dude, with me. Okay? Miss Taylor? Okay? 6 days. Look where we are now, 2 years later. Hell yeah. Anyways, with his family. So, dating wise, not the best. He's kind of awkward. Wasn't the best at dating. Okay? With his family, even worse. Dad dies. Stunkle comes in the picture. Stepdad, uncle. He says, yo, howdy, what's good, Hamlet? I'm your new dad. Hamlet doesn't like that. Hamlet goes crazy, starts killing people, okay? Ghost pops in the picture and says, kill him, he killed me, get revenge, I'm your dad. That happens, okay? That's a pretty good relationship. That's a strong father and son relationship, even though he was dead. You need to take out Stunkle. Stunkle's bad, okay? The mom, she's just as bad. She married the freaking Stunkle. That's disgusting. Who would do such a thing, right? The mother would, okay? Kids have messed up relationships with their parents sometimes. That's not good. But it happens. And it's how we react which is going to determine how that relationship ends up going in the long run. For example, if your mother marries your uncle, you might not like your mom, and you probably don't like your uncle anymore. But what can you do about it if they really love each other? It's kind of weird, but, you know, that's the thing. So, what can you do? Not a whole lot. Okay, now I have questions for my significant other, Alea Devers. And that is, how would you describe our relationship? Is it loving? Is it more like laid back and like just kind of go with the flow? Or is it like you need to confess your love for me right now or I hate you?
I think it's a mixture of the first two. It's very loving and laid back, I feel, because, like, I don't know, I just don't think there's, like, very many boundaries we have with each other, and I think we're very, like, compassionate and caring about each other, so I don't think we're, like, in an abusive or toxic relationship.
Yeah, abuse and toxicity is bad, okay? That's not what you want in a relationship, whether it's with your family or a loved one, or significant other, I guess. So, yeah, I mean, Miss Taylor, I'm sure you and your husband have had your ups and downs. That's normal. You guys have been together for a while, I think. Don't quote me on that. So, you guys have like 12 kids, I think, if I remember correctly. That's a lot. Plus, you have chickens and other animals. That's basically like having kids. Thankfully, I don't have kids yet. But I hope our relationship is good and I don't want it to be toxic and or abusive. I don't want my kids to beat me. That'd be kind of weird. I don't want to beat my kids. Hopefully, they don't make me too mad because I have anger issues. That doesn't really matter. Yeah, that's besides the point, you know? So, you know, I don't know. I mean, Hamlet, he's pretty toxic, you know? He's kind of killed someone. And he also got killed. So, maybe that's like saying, what comes around goes around. If you're going to beat your significant other, you might die. If you're going to kill someone, you might die.
Actions have consequences.
Yeah, actions have consequences. So, Ophelia, okay, or Hamlet not being himself and not showing his true love to Ophelia, they didn't really hit it off, you know? It was just kind of awkward, okay? With Ophelia, she ends up going crazy because she feels like there's no one left that loves her. And she goes crazy, starts singing all the time, pretty weird, kills herself. It's up in the air if she killed herself. She definitely killed herself, okay? No ifs, ands, or buts about that. She's dead, she killed herself. There's no other way.
There could have been.
No, yeah. She probably killed herself. Okay. Most likely. Definitely. Okay. So, nevertheless, she's crazy. Okay? Not more else you can say about that. She went crazy, she died. Hamlet went crazy, died. layman's terms, don't go crazy, don't die. But your relationships ultimately can have an effect on the way you live your life and how your life ends up, you know? So, this has been the first rendition of the Road Dog podcast featuring Joe and Alea, a.k.a. coolest kids in campus and in the best class, Miss Taylor's favorite class. Hopefully you enjoyed Miss Taylor. Maybe show us to your husband, see what you guys think about it. Maybe we'll be your personal podcast makers. Probably not. I probably won't do that because I don't want to. But if you'd like it, maybe I would be willing to accept bribery. That's the thing. So here's my partner, Alea, and she's going to sign off.
Bye.